man. Book of John, chapter 14. John chapter 14. John chapter 14, and we're going to look at verse 1. Very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. For most of us who have been in church, or even for those of us who have been to funerals, this is not a funeral this morning, I promise. Amen. The Bible says in the King James Version, John chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. Amen. Bible goes on to say, and Thomas said unto the Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. 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 If you join me for a word of prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we come this morning, Lord God, as humble as we know how. Father God, thanking you for this day. Father God, thanking you for this opportunity. Thank you, Father God, for this gathering. Lord God, we ask you first of all to forgive us for our many sins, those that we committed that we knew of, and Father God, those that we knew not. Father God, we pray right now that as I stand here in John's shoes, Father God, that you would give me a right now word. Amen. A word that would penetrate the hearts and souls of man today, Father God. A word that would be in agreement with the Holy Spirit, Father God, and in line with the Bible. Father God, if you don't speak, not a word will be spoken. If you don't move, we'll just stand still. So, Lord God, I ask you to empty me of myself. Lord, anything that's not of you, I ask you to cast it out and cast it away from this place. Father God, we pray that your anointing spirit would touch even every heart, every mind, and every soul in this building. Father God, we pray that your word would fall on fertile ground this morning, that this word would be useful, amen, throughout this day, tomorrow, this week, next, this month, Lord God, and even throughout the year. Father God, again, we ask you to forgive us for our sins that we committed that we knew of, and Father God, those that we do not. Lord God, we thank you for Jesus Christ who hung, bled, and died on that old cross. Father God, that we may be forgiven for our sins. Lord God, we thank you, we glorify you, and we magnify your name. Amen, and thank God. Amen, amen. Amen. Good, it's just good to see everybody out, amen, this morning. Amen. So the Lord began to deal with me in regards on what to preach on today. And what to say on today. Amen. You reminded me of a song, and I don't have the whole song, but y'all remember the song? And I don't remember who it was by, but the words were very clear that said, I got heaven right here on earth. Y'all remember that song? Some of y'all probably used to write your girlfriend and put those lyrics in and say, I got heaven right here. Baby, as long as I got you, I got heaven right here on earth. You know, we used to jam that song. We used to listen to that song. Some of us used to like that song. But how many of us truly have heaven right here on earth? I don't care how good she looks, how good he looks, how much money you have. I don't believe there is a place on heaven, on earth, amen, that even comes close to heaven. I don't believe there's a relationship on earth, amen, that even comes close to heaven. I don't think there's a church established on this side of heaven, amen, that even compares to heaven. Amen? So just thinking about this song, it kind of bothered me. I got heaven right. How could anybody bring themselves to even say that? Amen? Orange Chapel, I love you, but y'all not heaven. Amen. I love to come to every Sunday morning, every Wednesday night, but this is not heaven. And if it is, how many of us truly want to go? Amen.
It gets a little uncomfortable in here sometimes. Amen. It gets a little hot. It gets a little cold. It gets a little loud. Sometimes the keyboard won't act right. Sometimes Tony playing in the wrong key. The choir singing. This is not heaven. Amen. Tony said, "No, dude, I'm always on point. That's y'all singing off key. Y'all got to get where I am." Amen. He said, I'm a thermostat, not a thermometer. Amen. I set the tone. Y'all got to get where I am. Amen. But I want to talk about today, if you guys would just give me a few minutes, and I promise we'll be out of here, amen, quickly this morning. Don't confuse your layover with your destination. Don't confuse your layover with your destination. Woo! Oh, that's some good stuff right there. Here we find Jesus, amen, he's talking, amen, to his disciples, one namely Peter. Amen. Peter, amen, Jesus is already spoke to Peter about his upcoming denial of Christ. Amen. If we go back up to verse 13, around verse 36, amen, Peter begins to talk. And we know Peter was a spokesman of the group. Amen. He was the spokesman for the disciples. Most of the time in the Bible, when you see somebody talking, it's always Peter, amen, is talking. And Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, whither goest thou?" Jesus answered him, "Whither I go, thou canst now follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards." Peter said unto him, "Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake." And then Jesus said in verse 38, he said, Jesus answered him, "Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice." That means three times. Amen. So Peter, amen, is standing up. Jesus is telling all of his disciples what's about to come. He's telling them, "Look, guys, I'm going to be arrested. I'm going to be beaten. Amen. I'm going to be spit on. I'm going to be abused. I'm going to be tore up from the floor up, beat up from the feet up, and I'm going to die." And then Peter speaks up and says, wait, and he says, I'm going to leave here for a little while, fellas, but I'll be back." But Peter said, can I go with you? But my brothers and sisters, Peter was trying to go somewhere that he wasn't ready to go to yet. And it wasn't his time yet. Are y'all going to pray with me? See, Jesus goes on, amen, because once he lays down the news of what all is about to transpire, everything that's about to happen, I mean, this is clearly a sad occasion. Amen? If I told y'all I was going to do all the stuff that Jesus did, some of y'all might be happy. "You going to die, really?" Yes. Finally get rid of him. Get his name off the sign. But he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go prepare a place for you." This is one thing that we need to understand this morning, is Jesus Christ at this, amen, he's gone to prepare a place for us. But a lot of us, my brothers and sisters, are confusing our layover with our true destination. Some of us are living every day like this is it. Some of us are not preparing ourselves, amen, to live in this holy place called heaven. And I understand in the flesh that's something that's hard to do. But you know what? I'd like to practice. Amen. Every Sunday morning I get up and I look in the mirror and I practice. Amen. I'm going to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I practice what song I'm going to sing, what note I'm going to hit. I practice, amen, what I'm going to say. You know, and you know what? There's nothing wrong with a premeditated praise. Are y'all going to pray with me? I'm going to show you a premeditated praise in my clothes. Amen. I practiced it already. Amen. Premeditated praise. Don't confuse your layover. The fact that things are going well in your life, don't you understand that things are going to be better in heaven? So some people act like they're going to live here forever. Amen. My brothers and sisters, what we have to understand, especially in verses chapter 14 and verse 2, he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. What is the place that he's preparing for us? Good question. Glad you asked. Heaven is a place of eternal hope of the saved. How many of us really fix our minds on heaven? It's easy to talk about on Sunday morning. Amen? But in the meantime and in between time, Monday morning, are you going to be thinking about where you currently are, your current situation? Or are you going to be thinking about your eternal home? Some of y'all are mad now about going to work Tuesday. Most of y'all off on Monday. Amen? You got your layover. You got your layover confused. You're looking around at all this stuff that goes on around us, and we show up to church, amen, not ready to praise him. Because you're looking at the layover. Ooh, that's good stuff. We spend too much time concentrating on the layover. And we deal in the layover. The layover is done mostly in this flesh. Oh, I knew it was going to be quiet today. Good Lord. Tony, get on this organ so I can start hooping right now. The place of eternal hope, the place that we hope to go to. We talk about heaven all the time, but how many of us truly, truly, truly want to go to that place? Thank you, Ron. I got one. But the scripture reveals to us, amen, if we really look in, if we go to the book of Revelations, and we go to the book of 2 Timothy, and we go to the book of Matthew, we see that there's a description of what heaven is going to be like. Amen? And we see that this is a place where the redeemed will live forever. That's all of us. We'll live through eternity. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? And now, what are the activities that are going to take place in heaven? I don't recall Facebook. I don't see nothing in the Bible that says that we're going to have Facebook in heaven. Some of y'all may not want to go if there's not going to be Facebook in heaven. Amen? We're getting we're confused. Don't confuse your layover with your destination. There won't be no short shorts contest in heaven. Amen? I got a couple frowns. That's good. I know you heard what I said. I ain't going to say that. I was going to say that T word, but I don't want none of y'all to bust out doing that in here. You say that, there'll be some babies in here. Bust out with the Miley Cyrus. But in heaven, these are the activities that are going to take place. There's going to be some singing. Amen. There's going to be some worship. There's even going to be some serving. There's going to be some ruling. And there's going to be fellowship with others. I can't stand so-and-so. Well, you better not. Heaven ain't going to be where you want to go. Why are they doing all that singing? Another song. Well, heaven may not be where you want to go. Are y'all going to pray with me? There's going to be a lot of things going on in heaven. And most of all, there's going to be fellowship with God. And the only way we can truly fellowship with God is through Jesus Christ. So sometimes when we try to come up here on our own merit, amen, on our own terms, amen, it sure is hard to have fellowship with God when all the fellowship you can have is based on McGuire. Everything I do has to be done in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everything that we do, we should do in the name of Jesus. Amen. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Y'all making this harder than it is. I told you it's going to be a quick sermon, but y'all making it longer every time. I look out there and y'all looking at me crazy. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. How many of y'all live in a mansion right now? Y'all just keeping it real, huh? I understand. Amen. I live in an old house. Amen. It just straight back. And they say, you know, like one of them shotgun houses. If they shoot through the front door, it'll kill everybody because they lined up. I don't live in a mansion. Amen? And he said, if I were you as a true child of God, I mean, there's some expectations. The destination at the end of the journey, my brothers and sisters, there are mansions for everybody. And Jesus goes on to tell them, it's in red writing in your Bible as well as mine. He says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And the way is Jesus Christ. Peter wanted to go. Peter said, man, I'm going to go right now. But Peter was confused, amen, Peter was in a layover period. And there are a lot of things that go on in the layover. Sometimes in the layover, amen, you'll see some things that'll mess you up. Sometimes you'll see some things. I remember when we were kids, amen, and this is what inspired, amen, this sermon this morning. We used to fly out to Phoenix with our Uncle Verl, and we actually went out with him for a big church conference out. His brother did a church conference. And I remember flying from Dallas to Phoenix, but for some reason, we had a layover in New Mexico, in Albuquerque. And I was, why? That seemed like a very long flight. I mean, it seemed like we should have been able to get to where we were going. But there were a lot of interesting things during our layover. When we got to Albuquerque, I remember asking a question, are we there yet? Y'all know, any of y'all have kids? We in the car, are we there yet? And every time you stop, is this it? We took a road trip to Colorado Springs in the car. Woo! And every little town we went through, my little girl, are we in Colorado yet? We in Colorado yet? We in Colorado yet? And every time we saw mountains, she thought that was Colorado. Ainsley had, amen, all the things in between. She had the layover confused with the destination. Are y'all going to pray with me? Now, what was cool about, amen, the layover in Albuquerque is they had a pretty cool airport. And I remember there were restaurants. There were gift shops. Amen. And then there were kind of some weird people walking around. Any of y'all been to New Mexico before? Whew. Kind of like Waco. Or Austin. But there were, I remember it being a lot of cool things, amen, in the place where we were laid over. Now, my brothers and sisters, there are a lot of cool things, hallelujah, going on around us. Amen. There are a lot of good things, amen, that are going on in our lives right now. But don't get, hallelujah, don't confuse your layover with your destination. Some of us get so caught up in our day-to-day lives. Some of us get caught up so much with who said what about us. Are y'all going to pray with me? Who don't like me? Amen. Who's talking about me? Who's on Facebook? What they say? We get so caught up in the layover, some of us are going to miss the destination because the layover is all about believing in Jesus. Does that make any sense this morning? Amen. Some of us are so caught up in, amen, even the church. You wanted to run just like you wanted to go. This is just a layover. And the thing about the layover is not a perfect place. Amen. Everything I remember in the airport in Albuquerque, everything was high. Everything cost a lot in the layover. My brothers and sisters, everything here, everything that we do, everything that we say, it costs a lot. Amen? But some of us are so caught up in the layover, we've fallen for any and everything. People were trying to sell us stuff. People was trying to do during the layover. But see, my thing was, Uncle Verlin, are we there yet? No, son, we still got a little. We got to catch another plane to get. There's another plane that's coming to get us to get where we're going. See, my little brother and I, we were young and we were confused. We had our layover confused with our destination. When we hit the ground, we thought we was in Phoenix. Woo, Phoenix, yeah. We trying to get to the payphone to call mom and daddy, collect. See, some of y'all don't remember that. We in Phoenix. No, y'all in Albuquerque. But we were excited, amen. But when I realized that it was just a layover, I went back and took my seat. Amen. And waited until they called my number. Until my number was called when they said, we all had a boarding pass. Numbers 1 through 20, please report. Some of us are so caught up, amen, in the layover. Amen. I'm not saying you're going to miss it. I don't want you to miss it. Amen. Y'all going to pray with me this morning? But we got, just don't confuse your layover with your destination. Every time somebody tells you, you ain't nothing, you ain't nobody, you're a hypocrite, you just running down there to the OC, running down out of that church, you ain't no good. Hey, I'm just in my layover. Amen. I can't believe you say, hey, this layover, this ain't the destination. This ain't the plane. I still got another plane to catch. He coming to get me. I got my boarding pass. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. But some of us live in hell. Hallelujah. Some of us live in hell in the layover. And there's no reason for us to live in hell. There's no reason for your life to be miserable because you're not going to stay here forever anyway. It's time for us to start loving one another, even loving our enemies. Some of us can't even worship God because we're mad at somebody. This is just a layover. Amen. You know why that fool is in your life, so you'll pray more. If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't even pray. If it wasn't for your baby's mama, you'd never even say thank you, Jesus. Because some of y'all need Jesus to deal with your baby mama. I got to preach like this at Orange Chapel, but I got to get y'all where you at. Amen. Man, we're getting the confused. Amen. Even as your preacher, your pastor, some of these preachers are so holy. Some of them so holy, they would refuse to come out of that pulpit.
Well, see, you got to stay in that pulpit, Doc. See, you up there and they down there and you up here. So if you up here and they down, you got to pull them out the pit. That's what the pulpit mean. The pulpit.
So it's kind of like at a rock concert, the mosh pit. They get in there bumping and fighting in each other and you go there and pull them out. Until I'm at a mostly black church. How many of y'all know what a mosh pit is? Y'all seen them hard rock people? Head banging. You don't see no black folks doing that. We don't do that. Somebody get shot. We don't mosh pit. I seen Tasha raise her hand. She went to North Lamar. See that pool pit. So I mess my uncle smooth up because I be down on the floor. I'm saying, man, I'm struggling with some of the same things some of these brothers struggling with. Amen. That's why I got to get on the floor. I know what's up. I know what some of these sisters struggling with. I'm struggling with the same stuff in the layover. In the layover, some crazy things go on. Amen. But when you, some of us, amen, we mess up. So, you know, sometimes you're not real familiar. Amen. With what happens during the layover, sometimes people miss the plane, don't they? Amen. And you got to wait a little while. Amen. But you can still get where you need to go. You just may have to wait a while. Amen. Amen. The layover. Don't get it twisted. Guys, it's just a layover. Things are going to be greater later. Amen. Amen. I think that's all I really wish I could keep saying stuff, but I really want you to put that down in your spirit this morning. Amen, because some of us feel like, you know, because times are tough and times are hard, you know, you, 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 you just walk around depressed and upset and down about everything. And let me tell you something. Even with this, the study that we're doing on the new covenant, what we really have to understand is the problem with us is we want to live by all these rules and regulations. Amen. We have preached brimstone and fire and sending everybody to hell in the church. Amen. Where the whole church is scared. It's not about being scared. It's not about being scared that God is going to get you. Amen. God is not going to get you. You're going to get yourself. There are natural consequences for the things that we do. Amen. Keep smoking cigarettes and your lungs are going to turn black. Natural consequence. God ain't mad at you. You're just killing yourself.
Well, you know, the Lord, see, he one time stole some money from the church. And see, God got him back and gave him counsel. No, God didn't do that.
He smoked 2 packs a day, natural consequences. Amen. Keep on lying. Any liars in the house? You lie all the time? Okay. Anybody here know somebody lie all the time? See, that's better. Some of y'all, they talking about you. Natural consequences for a liar is you got to look over your shoulder because somebody always want to whoop you. Amen? Cheaters? Anybody know any? I'm not going to say you're a cheater because ain't nobody going to do nothing. Anybody know any cheaters in the house? What you doing, boy? We all know. So guess what? You got to look over your shoulder because there's some man out there finna going to shoot you. Or somebody going to cut your tires. I ain't going to ask y'all how many of y'all had your tires cut before. Because there's only certain things you do to get your tires cut. I'm sorry. I just got to meet them where they are. Okay, can I be honest? I got my tires cut. It wasn't cut. They put some nails in them. And they let me do it. They leaned them up on my tires when I backed up. They didn't even punch. They just put them there. I backed up. Pow, pow, pow. But what they didn't know is a discount tire. You can get that lifetime warranty. In the layover, sometimes people will do things to you, but if you got the lifetime warranty. I didn't even practice that. Free replacement. Are y'all going to pray? Come on, Tony. I'm going to go to the house. Don't confuse your layover with your destination, my brothers and sisters. Some of us are so caught up in everyday life. Amen. We're going to miss out on heaven. We're going to miss out on heaven because we're so worried about hell. Amen. We're going to miss out on heaven because we're so worried about what's going on right here around us. Amen. Woo. Tells Peter, he said, let not thy heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, also believe in me. In my Father's house and many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if he went to prepare a place for Peter, the one who would deny him in the layover, ain't God all right? We always want to condemn folk. Amen. But Peter, amen, God, Jesus, his right-hand man, ran into some problems during the layover. Ain't God all right? And this wasn't the only problem, the fact that Peter, amen, denied Christ. But when the Roman soldiers came to arrest Jesus Christ, Peter pulled out his sword because he had a short temper in the layover. And he cut off the Roman soldier's ear. But Jesus, being who he is in the layover, ain't God all right? He knew there were still some things to come. Amen. He knew there would be no forgiveness for Peter denying him if he didn't go on to the cross. So instead of losing his life right there in a brawl, he said, I got to pick this man's ear up and put it back on in the layover. Ain't God all right? I'm glad that he fixes things up in the layover. But I'm so glad I ain't caught up in the layover. Ain't God all right? I'm more concerned with my destination. I got a ticket to heaven this morning, Orange Chapel. And I'm excited about it. Are y'all going to pray with me? Is there anybody here this morning that has a ticket to a place where Sabbath will have no end? Ain't God all right? I said, is there anybody here that has a ticket to a place where all we're going to do is sing all day long? We're going to sing one song, unified. Holy, holy, holy. Are y'all going to pray with me? Is there anybody here this morning that's excited about the destination? Ain't God all right? Some of y'all sitting there this morning acting like you're too good to praise the Lord. Ain't God all right? I'm reminded. Are y'all going to pray with me? When Mary came into contact with Elizabeth, ain't God all right? Hallelujah. The Bible said that Mary saluted Elizabeth. And at the time, ain't God all right? Mary was pregnant with Jesus. Hallelujah. And as Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist. Are y'all going to pray with me? Before Jesus ever did anything, ain't God all right? John the Baptist was 6 months older than Jesus. The Bible said, as you spake out with a loud voice, as you said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Because in verse 42 of Luke chapter 1, and it came to pass that Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, and the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Ain't God all right? If there's anybody here this morning that is filled with the Holy Ghost, you ought to move something. You ought to move something. Ain't God all right? If John the Baptist, who's still in his mother's womb, and give Jesus some praise and give Jesus some glory. Ain't God all right? Ain't he all right? John the Baptist was in the layover. He was in the layover. And he still gave God some praise. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? He knew that the Savior was born. Ain't God all right? Ain't he all right? Hallelujah. That in the layover, I got somebody. I can feel somebody. I can call somebody. His name is Jesus. Jesus in the morning. Jesus in the evening. Jesus in the midnight hour. Jesus when I'm happy. Jesus when I'm sad. Jesus when I'm hurt. Jesus when I'm hungry. It's all a layover. Ain't God all right? Somebody say yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And John the Baptist can praise God from his mama's stomach. Some of us ought to be able to give him some praise. Woo. Even in John's layover, he still gave God some praise. Because he knew through Jesus Christ what his final destination was going to be. So when people talk about you, when people turn their backs on you, when they do you wrong, when they lie on you, remember, it's not about the layover. You focus on the destination. And the thing about it is, you know what was so awesome about the layover? Is as long as my brother and I, we were young, as long as we follow the one that we were entrusted to be with, every time we had a question, my uncle answered it. He said, it's just a layover. My brothers and sisters, you have something. You have somebody that is with you right now, and it's the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you every step of the way. Amen. So many of us, we were confused because in our own minds, amen, we were confused about the layover. But the one, our comforter, the one that our parents trust us with, amen, Jesus Christ
God the Father, God the Son, trust us. Trust the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. Church, it's time to start walking in the Spirit. And when you're walking in the Spirit, the layover ain't so bad. The layover was not so bad. We wonder why our grandparents and our great-grandparents, our forefathers made it, amen, through so many trials and tribulations, because they didn't allow the layover to get them down. But we'll get down and depressed and defeated in a minute. Over little things, and you know, some things are pretty major. But don't get your layover confused with your destination. My brothers and sisters, it's going to get better. Tell your neighbor it's going to get better. Tell your neighbor, stay with Jesus, it's going to get better. Woo! Tell your neighbor, allow the Spirit to lead you and it's going to get better. Don't listen to that one that sound like you. Hallelujah. That'll keep you out of a whole lot of trouble. Amen. Does anyone here that has never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?